If you click on the tab there on the website, it'll bring you up and it'll show you all the people that we have that we know about that we put on our list that we publish every week. There's a lot of people on there that request prayer that sometimes don't make it to that list, but we always lift them up in prayer because we know that people don't always verbally out loud or request a prayer, but we always know that there's prayers and needs everywhere. So a lot of times we'll just do a universal prayer, if you would, because every person living in this beautiful world needs prayer, and we need to be able to kind of teach them how to pray and how to receive God's blessings and all of that. And because prayer is a very personal thing. It's just like talking to your friend, you know. What a friend you have in Jesus as we take everything to him in prayer. We're doing that series on Jesus as friend, and he truly is our friend. But there's a lot of little promises that God has given to us just to think about. Think about prayer, and the promises are this. God does not ignore our prayers. Psalm 9, verse 12. Our prayers bring us into God's presence. Psalm 145, verse 18. God honors persistent prayer. Matthew 7, 7. And God will give you wisdom if you ask for it. James chapter 1, verse 5. And a sincere prayer brings wonderful results. James 5, 16. And God hears our prayers when they are in line with his will. 1 John 5:14. 1 John being what we call Little John. It was one of the epistles. So prayer is an important part of what we do as people of God. And prayer works good if you use it. It's like anything else. We used to say in the AA program, the program will work if you work it. Prayer works if you pray. And we just want to lift up everybody and give you a little update on Nicole that was shot on the exit ramp there on Thomasville Road. She just happened to be a stray bullet. She wasn't shot intentionally. She just caught a stray bullet. And she's been in recovery, and the bullet had lodged in her jaw. Now, she's been already in the hospital now going on 2 weeks, but they're doing a lot of progress with surgeries because it's got to be a little at a time as they rebuild her jawbone and keep her husband Terry in prayer also. But we'll keep you posted, but I get daily updates from them, and she's making progress, so we thank God for that. So we close this little segment with the prayer that Jesus taught to his disciples. Now, some people call it the Lord's Prayer, and it certainly is because he taught the disciples how to pray, and it's also known as the Disciples' Prayer. But more importantly, it's for us, a model prayer for all of our prayers to line up with as we pray the prayer Jesus taught. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Now, a lot of the prayers just say, deliver us from evil. In the King James Version, one of the King James Versions, because there's a couple of them, and it always says, deliver us from the evil one. I like that, because God doesn't create evil, but there is evil in the world, and the one that creates the evil is the evil one. And thanks be for Jesus to come and defeated the evil one. So we don't have to be under his control anymore. In Jesus' name, have a blessed day.